was born to a kingdom of riches and power untold, to the highest expectations where a long bloodline had flowed. He was paraded through the kingdom, shown all he would become, the path wide open for the kingdom's only son. But the boy was made of different stuff, his heart a tender tool, finely tuned to hear the robin and the windfall and the truth. And he looked around the kingdom and he could not find his heart, and the glare of his father's gold to him appeared as dark gold. Kingdom. The king was well beloved by the great and by the meek, his servants deeply loyal, his cronies deeply pleased. And so it made the king's son doubt the world he saw, for all his efforts to partake left him bruised and burnt and raw. And the king was disappointed, confused by what he'd wrought. He disguised it when he could, and he trembled when he could not. He had given his life to the kingdom, to the power and wealth and high chair, yet the greatness he had striven for left his son in deep despair. Go down inside yourself, hold on and fare thee well. The road is long and you will be alone until you break from another man's kingdom. Now the king is free at last from the thing he did not understand. Wealth and power make the king, but each man's truth must make each man. And from far beyond the towers he looks upon his son today, who did not want another man's kingdom, but is now building one his way. And left behind are the lessons and a portion of the spoils, and the freedom from expectation, and a chance in brand new soil. And if you listen, you'll hear the robin, his song free on the wind. The road may be a struggle, but we all get there in the end. Go down inside yourself, make your own kingdom, son. Make it just how you want it to be.